we present Anthony Head reading Francis Durbridge's Paul Temple and the Hawkdale Robbery.
"There's a lorry over there in the lay-by," said P.C. Felton to his fellow constable newbie. "Pull up, Bob, you might need help." The Black Woolsey cruised to a halt. "Joseph Carter and Co.," the legend on the side of the lorry proclaimed. While somebody underneath it was tinkering with the works, a fox terrier guarded the dismantled rear wheel. "Hello, Jackson," said Felton. The dog wagged its tail. Even the dogs knew Harry Felton. "Well, Gavin," Felton said, addressing the driver, "fancy seeing you. You look like you're in trouble, mate."
"Aren't I always?"
replied Gavin Renson as he emerged from beneath the lorry. Felton nodded. "The Carters know about this breakdown?"
"Yes, I've been on the blower. They're sending someone."
"Okay, there's nothing we can do here," interrupted Newby grumpily. "Come on, Harry, let's be off." They drove away through the flat countryside. The tiny hamlet of Harkdale gradually appeared on the horizon. It was a farm town, and once a week, on Fridays, it came to life when the farmers brought in their wares to market. Outside the bank, there was a Ford parked, and a small knot of people was watching three men come out of the building.
Just as deserted as always, Newby thought. Six people...